This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy, you're on Joy 94.9 with Katie on Katie's Cut Lunch. And it's a beautiful day in Melbourne, and it's a beautiful day to be talking about feminism. Hello, Karen.
Hello there.
I have Karen Pickering on the line in our one-week-old segment called Feminist About Town, in which we just talk about feminist news of the week and feminist issues. So it's been a pretty eventful week.
Yeah, absolutely. I was wondering how we were going to fit it all in.
Yeah. Well, we might go a little bit longer today if we need to.
Sure, no problem.
Yeah.
So I don't know about you, but I spent a lot of time this week glued to screens.
Yes.
Watching events unfold. And if we go chronologically, we could first talk about Texas.
Yes, let's.
So for listeners who aren't aware, this week in Texas, a raft of very disturbing legislation was about to go through the Texas State House, which is captured by very hard right, fundamentalist Christian supported Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And this raft of legislation was intended to make it virtually impossible to get a termination in Texas, which I'm sure you know is a huge state.
Yes.
So, Q. Wendy Davis, a Democrat senator, decided to filibuster, which I'm sure most people learned about through watching The West Wing.
Yes, we all did.
Which is when a politician will, in order to prevent a vote happening on the floor of their legislature, will speak for the number of hours required. In this case, it was 13.
Yeah.
Right.
So, such an extraordinary story, this. Keep going.
Yeah, absolutely. So Wendy Davis spoke for, I think, 12 of the 13 hours before essentially handing over the baton to a couple of other Democrat senators who were able to take the one question over the line past midnight. And this was beamed around the world via a live stream inside the Texas State House that showed not only Wendy Davis standing without eating, without drinking, without going to the toilet for 12 hours,
yeah.
But also showed thousands of supporters inside the public galleries cheering her on. So it was, a crucial moment for Texan reproductive rights campaigners.
Yes.
But around the world, we were really, the hashtag Stand With Wendy was explosive. And I think people around the world realised that if you are not vigilant and if you're not constantly fighting anti-choice campaigners, then the rights to seek terminations and the right to control your body can be rolled back at any time if you're a woman.
So. Yeah, I found it so amazing, partly because of the way it unfolded on the new media in particular, and partly because who would have imagined that we would be still fighting this fight in 2013?
Absolutely. And especially in America where, you know, Roe v. Wade was tested,
mm-hmm.
and guaranteed the rights of women to control their own fertility many decades ago. So the fact that a revived interest in rolling back, a revived campaign to roll back those rights and control women's bodies has taken hold in America is really instructive for the rest of us, especially as we face down a change of government in Australia.
Yeah.
About what can happen when anti-choice advocates are in power.
Yes.
The Texas bill especially, because what it didn't do was ban abortion.
Yeah.
What it did do was make it so difficult and so onerous for providers of terminations that it would effectively outlaw the procedures. And
yeah.
So this, I think, is very interesting, that when there are huge... When there's massive support in the community for reproductive rights, as there is even in Texas,
yeah.
Then people who are determined to control women's bodies will find a way.
Yeah, and it's definitely, using that cliche, it is a war on women, this particular issue.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Part of a bigger one that,
yeah.
That obviously women's bodies are always part of the battleground of women's rights. And so the attack on women's bodies... and the right to control them is obviously about the most fundamental one I can imagine. But in the US, obviously, they're facing, as we are here, many other issues that, that hold women back as well. But it was brilliant to see. I don't know about you, but I was elated to see Wendy Davis taking such a stand and to see the world. I think 180,000 people were watching the live feed.
Yeah, it was spine-tingling, actually, especially if you were following it on Twitter, as I was. And I have a lot of people that I follow in the States, and they were all counting down the minutes. And, of course, then there was all this kind of palaver at midnight as to whether or not the vote had been taken and whether it had been passed. And, in fact, the legislators tried to change the timestamp when the vote had been taken.
The history didn't end there.
I know.
The Republican legislators then took the vote anyway after midnight, even though the filibustering had taken up the 13 hours of available time in which the vote could be taken legally. And then that was quickly overturned the next day as being an illegal vote. So it doesn't mean that, I mean, the battle is far from over.
That's
In Texas and in other states of the US where really punitive measures, including things like mandatory transvaginal ultrasound.
What does that mean exactly?
So what it means is in some states, women are being required to undergo ultrasounds before they are allowed to receive a termination.
Good Lord.
Yeah, which, I mean, obviously we can't even imagine the psychological cost of.
Yeah.
But constitutionally and in terms of civil rights, it's an unbelievable breach. So there's that kind of thing. There's also in some states moves to have the police investigate miscarriages and stillbirth.
Oh my God!
As a way of investigate women who suffer these traumas in order to determine that they didn't deliberately terminate pregnancy. So absolutely horrific. Dystopian stories coming out of the US, and if anyone's read The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood, it's starting to feel eerily like a prediction more than fiction.
Yeah, so and it just goes to show that you can never rest when you're involved in activism of any kind, really. I mean, of course, we know that in the LGBTIQ communities, that you have to stay on your guard, and unfortunately the battle never seems to be won.
Absolutely.
It's the same in women's rights.
Yeah, and that reproductive rights really affect everyone.
Yeah.
And that, you know, we know that, I mean, not only certainly in the trans community, there are men and women and people with, you know, different bodily requirements in terms of under the law being treated in horrific ways. And then to have that compounded by also, you know, the kinds of control over bodies that's happening around women and reproductive issues is just horrific. So I think that we know, as you say, is that there's a huge understanding within the LGBTIQ communities that governments should not be legislating on behalf of you and your body and your private life. And then I think for women that is particularly acute, that problem. So,
What about in Australia? Where do we stand with reproductive rights here?
Well, it's a good question. A lot of people think that the abortion rights struggle has been fought and won in Australia, and it's just simply not true. Certainly in Queensland, my home state, it's still part of the criminal code to seek a termination, which means not only is it illegal, but it's punishable by huge custodial sentences. And that was run up the flagpole not so long ago when a couple in Cairns were charged with procuring RU486, which is an abortion drug.
Wow, I didn't know that.
So, yeah, it's unbelievable the fact that people could be so ignorant about what's happening in our own country, but that I think women in each state are aware that sometimes, you know, many people have to travel interstate in order to get particular procedures. The cost of abortion is still prohibitive, so a lot of poor women and people in regional areas still don't have any access to termination. And as long as there are political squabbles about whether or not to include it under Medicare and provide access to drugs like RU486 and the morning after pill, which incidentally are two totally different drugs, the access that women have to reproductive rights is patchy at best. in Australia. So the fight goes on here. I know in Tasmania right now, there is a struggle that's reached the legislative stage to have abortion rights recognised and enshrined in law. So in Victoria, it wasn't that long ago that it was also the abortion law reform was passed. So I think depending on where you are in Australia, what your income is, what your race is, what your sexuality is, what your general, you know, position of power in society is, you may or may not have access to basic rights over your own body, and that's of great concern to all of us.
Yeah, so if you're in Australia and you want to get involved in some activism or some support towards this issue, what would you recommend, Karen?
Well, there's a really brilliant organisation based in Queensland called Children by Choice, which is just such a fantastic, clear name as well, because it's not anti... No person that I know who's an abortion rights campaigner is anti-child. But the idea that children who are chosen will be obviously the best outcome for everyone is reflected in that name. So Children by Choice. Reproductive Rights Australia is another organisation that you can get a hold of. But essentially, I mean, and also in Melbourne, there's the abortion clinic defence that every single Saturday meet outside the East Melbourne Clinic on Wellington Parade in order to counter-protest and protect the right or escort people within to the clinic, because fundamentalist Christians demonstrate there every week. So there's a few things you can do. You can go and put your body use and on the line on Saturdays in East Melbourne, and through the women there, the clinic defence, you can find out more. Certainly you can find out from your local member, state or federal, what their position is and let them know. I guess just be informed and be able to clarify when people say the fight for abortion rights or reproductive rights has been fought and won, you can be a really valuable counterpoint to that.
Yeah. I'm talking to Karen Pickering in our segment Feminist About Town. I was nearly said Feminist Without Town there. Feminist About Town. It's 27 minutes past three. I'm going to play some messages now. This is Katie, by the way, on Katie's Cut Lunch. And then I'll come back and talk to Karen a little bit more. Is that okay?
Great. Sounds wonderful.
Excellent. Back soon with more of Feminist About Town on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.